Preface. ADP 60, Mission Command, Command and Control of Army Forces, provides a discussion of the fundamentals of mission command, command and control, and the command and control warfighting function. It describes how commanders, supported by their staffs, combine the art and science of command and control to understand situations, make decisions, direct actions, and lead forces toward mission accomplishment. To comprehend the doctrine contained in ADP 60, readers should understand the nature of operations and the fundamentals of unified land operations described in ADP 30, Operations. Army leadership attributes and competencies are vital to exercising command and control, and readers should also be familiar with the fundamentals of leadership in ADP 6-22, Army Leadership, and FM 6-22, Leader Development. The Army ethic guides decisions and actions while exercising command and control, and readers must understand the ideas in ADP 1-1, the Army profession. As the operations process is the framework for exercising command and control, readers must also understand the fundamentals of the operations process established in ADP 50, the operations process. The doctrine in ADP 60 forms the foundation for command and control tactics, techniques, and procedures. For an explanation of these tactics and procedures, see FM 60, Commander and Staff Organization and Operations. For an explanation of the techniques associated with command and control, see ATP 60.5, Command, Post-Organization, and Operations, as well as other supporting techniques publications. The principal audience for ADP 60 is Army commanders, leaders, and unit staffs. Mission command demands more from subordinates at all levels, and understanding and practicing the mission command principles during operations and garrison activities are imperative for all members of the Army profession. The Army historically fights with joint and multinational partners as part of a coalition, and ADP 60 is nested with joint and multinational doctrine. Commanders and staffs of Army headquarters that require joint capabilities to conduct operations, or serving as a joint task force or multinational headquarters, should also refer to applicable doctrine concerning command and control of joint or multinational forces. ADP 60 implements North Atlantic Treaty Organization Standardization Agreement 2199, Command and Control of Allied Land Forces. Commanders, staffs, and subordinates ensure their decisions and actions comply with applicable U.S., international, and in some cases, host nation laws and regulations. Commanders at all levels ensure their soldiers operate in accordance with the Army ethic, the law of war, and the rules of engagement. See FM 27-10 for a discussion of the law of war. ADP 60 uses joint terms where applicable. ADP 60 applies to the active Army, Army National Guard, Army National Guard of the United States, and United States Army Reserve, unless otherwise stated. The proponent of ADP 60 is the United States Army Combined Arms Center. The preparing agency is the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate, Mission Command Center of Excellence. Send comments and recommendations on a DA Form 2028, Recommended Changes to Publications and Blank Forms, to Commander, U.S. Army Combined Arms Center and Fort Leavenworth. Attention ATZL-MCD, ADP 60, 300 McPherson Avenue, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, 66027-2337, by email to usarmy.leavenworth.mccoe.mbx.cadd-org-mailbox@mail.mil, or submit an electronic DA Form 2028.